She was a really good actress. Supposed to be a nice lady. Yes, she was. It's a shame. She had kids, too. 4 little girls, Andy, Elizabeth, Tia, and Petra, said Paige, who clearly liked to show off. Minutes later, we were off the highway and driving west on Sunset. I watched as the cityscape changed from the cliché-defying urban grittiness of downtown Hollywood to the lush green and cliché residential avenues of Beverly Hills. Rows of palm trees looked at us from above as if down their noses. We turned off Sunset and drove up Miller Place, a winding canyon drive with stunning views of the city behind us. Finally, Paige parked on a side street. Television and radio vans were everywhere. Their satellite towers extended into the air like huge sculptures. As we got closer, I spotted CNN, KTLA, KYSR, Star 98.7, Entertainment Tonight. Some of the reporters stood facing cameras with their backs to the estate, presumably reporting live on the LA and network shows. What a circus. So why do I have to be here too? I'm supposed to be a Disneyland, a kinder, gentler circus. None of the media people recognized me. A refreshing change from D.C. Agent Paige and I politely made our way through the crowd to where 2 uniformed police officers stood guard. They looked carefully at our creds. "This is Dr. Alex Cross," said Paige. "So?" said the uniform. I didn't say a word. "So?" seemed like an appropriate response to me. The uniform finally let us pass, but not before I noticed something that made me a little sick to my stomach.